Yeah, appreciate it, Tim. Great to be here.
Oh, let's talk about this. A Firefly Trail. First off, what are we talking about? What's the gleam in somebody's eye from all those years ago? What's been done? What's yet to be done? What's the end objective here? This thing is where everybody wants it to be, and what everybody wants it to be, what will it be?
Yeah, it will be a continuous 39-mile path from Athens to Union Point, or Union Point to Athens, depending on which end you start at. Along or very close to the historic corridor of the Georgia Railroad Athens branch, which was abandoned in 1984. And it'll be a path for walking, running, bicycling, skateboarding, any kind of human activity that's free from interactions with cars, except at the occasional intersection or driveway that trail crosses. So it's really a very safe and comfortable place for people to get out and exercise or just spend time with family and friends, walk their dogs, take a ride. Because the trail is going to be so long, 39 miles, it is a regional and even national attraction. So like the Silver Comet Trail in the Atlanta area or the Swamp Rabbit Trail over in the Greenville area, It will bring people from across the region as well as even further. So folks who like to get out and take long rides, this is particularly true in the bicycling community, will come and make use of the trail for 1 or 2 days. Plus down in the Union Point and Oglethorpe area, the trail is a great connector between some gravel roads that are nationally significant for wonderful gravel riding. So it also creates some opportunities in those communities that otherwise wouldn't exist.
All right, Mark Ralston, president of the Firefly Trail Incorporated, this year-end fundraising campaign, trying to continue to keep the money rolling because that's crucial to this effort. What are we doing there in terms of raising the money? What do you have? What do you need?
Well, right now, we already have a funding for the entire trail through TSPOST efforts in Athens, Clark County, for those 7 miles between Athens and the far side of Winterville. Also, Greene County has secured a grant from the Georgia Outdoor Stewardship Program, in conjunction with Union Point and Maxey's and Woodville. And they're going to be able to build nearly the full trail from the Oglethorpe County line down into Union Point, about 7 miles there. And the city of Maxey's has already put in about 1.4 miles. And with this same grant from the Georgia Outdoor Stewardship Program, we'll be preparing the corridor for the next installation to finish their entire stretch. So that leaves basically all the rest of Oglethorpe County. And so what we're doing with this campaign is trying to raise money basically so that we can help the communities in Oglethorpe match grant funds. There are very large grants available, especially through the Georgia Outdoor Stewardship Program, but most of them require a local match. And if you've got a very small community, 200 people or so, or a rural area, but you've got lots of miles of trail to pave, it's hard to come up with that kind of matching funds. So what we've been able to do through our fundraising is help those communities come up with the matching funds that they need in order to attract those grants and pave the trail.
Now, that's the part of this, or one of the many parts of this, that I've been thinking about over the last few years as this effort continues to unfold. Mark Ralston, the president of Firefly Trail Incorporated. It would be one thing for, say, Athens to decide, okay, we're going to build a trail. Well, effectively, Athens has done that. But now you got to bring in other counties, and within those counties, municipalities, and communities, you mentioned a couple of them, Maxey's and Union Point and Woodville, some of the others. Is there some element of this that involves, herding cats?
Yes, definitely. It's a matter of, showing people what the trail is, getting them comfortable with the idea, dispelling a lot of myths, and very gradually, it is a slow process, building support for the trail that ultimately leads to the trail being created. We've seen over the years really a huge shift. There was a lot of fear and suspicion about the trail in the early days, and now we're starting to see, even in some of the communities that were most staunchly worried about it, a significant shift towards, well, maybe this will be okay.
And Mark Ralston,
maybe
with us.
This will be okay to getting it built. It's another hurdle.
Yeah. That part of it, exactly. And the funding as well, we're talking about that. We should say we're talking about a fundraising effort. How can folks contribute?
The best way to contribute is to go to our website, fireflytrail.com, and just go to the donate button. But folks are also welcome to write a check and send it to our treasurer. And I can give that address too.
Oh, please do. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it's Firefly Trail Incorporated, Treasurer, 345 Linden Avenue, Athens, Georgia, 30601.
0601.
And I should note that, 30601. Yeah.
Okay.
And I should note that Firefly Trail Incorporated is a 501c3 nonprofit. So any donations are tax deductible.
Let's assume for the sake of the discussion here that this portion of this year-end fundraising campaign is successful. You get what you want. Maybe somebody's listening right now and prepared to stroke a check for the whole thing, whatever it is. If you had at this moment all the money you could possibly need for this, what kind of timeline are we looking at?
Oh, to do the entire thing, I really don't know. Based on the projects we've seen built in the past, it's probably a 2 or 3 year process.
Mm. And what am I missing? I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just trying to understand here. What is there to do? Mm-hmm. You clear some trees, you clear some land to the extent that you need to. Talk about old rail bed, basically. You lay some concrete or asphalt, whatever you're using. What beyond that is there to do?
Well, the first and biggest part, of course, is acquiring the rights of way or easements. We're open to both. Greene County and Athens Clark County both wanted to own the corridor outright, so they took that route. Easement securing is a possibility in other communities. I believe that's the route Maxis took. So, you come in. The physical process is you come in, you clear the corridor, grade it, put in a good substrate. If you just lay concrete or asphalt directly on the bare dirt, it doesn't last very long.
Right.
Then come in and pave it. Right now, of course, paving costs are just out the roof. So timing was unfortunate for that, for the southern segment that Greene County is working on, but they're going to get it. They'll get it put in.
Again, the way to contribute here, go to the website, fireflytrail.com, mm-hmm. Use a credit card, Google Pay or PayPal. You can do it that way. Or as Mark Ralston mentions, you can stroke a check, Firefly Trail Incorporated, mail it to Treasurer, Firefly Trail, Inc., 345 Linden Avenue, Athens, 30601 is the zip code. And, 501c3 nonprofit means you can stroke that off your taxes as well. Best of luck with this, Mark Ralston. We'll get this information up on our website at WGAURadio.com and wish you well on this. Sounds like a great effort and a good start. We'll hope it comes to fruition soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.